red shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Okay, everybody knows who Lucifer was. He is. And in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, those are the two chapters where we find more information on Lucifer than anywhere else as far as his beginnings back in heaven. Prior to the world being created, prior to creation, before creation, Lucifer, who was an archangel and the highest ranking angel in heaven, he sinned, of course, as you know the story. You can read that in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14. Pride got the best of him. And he sinned and was cast out of God's third heaven. Cast out of the third heaven. And he was made to dwell in the atmosphere between the earth and the second heaven. Now, the first heaven is the air, the atmosphere between the earth and the ionosphere. If you remember your fourth grade science class, ionosphere. The atmosphere is the first heaven. The second heaven is the universe beyond the air, beyond the ionosphere. Is the expanse of space where there is no air, is without air, and it goes on for who knows. And then the third heaven is God's throne room. It's where heaven is. It's where you'll be going when you die, and so forth. So we have first heaven, the atmosphere, second heaven, the universe beyond the atmosphere, and the third heaven is God's heaven. God's throne room, which may not be necessarily in distance, but it perhaps in a different dimension where it is not viewable by us at this point, but is nevertheless very, very real. We have individuals throughout the Bible who have glimpsed, have been caught up or glimpsed, had a glimpse of heaven and gone into the third heaven and so forth. Paul was one of those people. In 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 2, Paul said he was caught up. Well, he didn't say him. He was kind of saying, I knew somebody. And most people suspect he's talking about himself. But he wasn't looking for the notoriety of being one who was caught up into the third heaven. And he didn't come back and write a book and make a lot of money off of it and do the preaching circuit on it. In fact, he said that when he came back, he said that God told him not to even talk about it. So he never even wrote a book on it. So, things are a little different today. But he was caught up into the third heaven, and where God's throne was. But Satan, Lucifer, sinned. He was cast out of God's third heaven. Luke 10, verse 18, Jesus said, I saw him. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven, from the third heaven. I saw him cast out of God's throne room. Out of the heaven that surrounds God. And cast out and brought to the first heaven, heaven, which is the atmosphere. And that's why in Ephesians 2:2, he is called the prince of the authority or the power of the air. His kingdom operates in the air that surrounds the world, that surrounds the earth. That is his place of movement. He operates through the atmosphere. And all the way back in Genesis 3:15, we know since the time of the fall in the garden when Lucifer, of course, became a serpent, perhaps not like the serpents we see today, because he was described as being very, very beautiful. And it also indicates that he walked on legs. So whatever he looked like back then, we're unaware of, but he was very beautiful. He didn't come ugly, grotesque, menacing depiction that you see in sometimes pictures, Hollywood's version of the devil, you know, looking horrendous. This was very, very beautiful, very, very charming, very charismatic when he approached Adam and Eve. And he operates in that manner much of the time. He operates not so much in the grotesque, but in the charismatic and charming and very, because that deceives people even more quickly. It's easy to be, much easier to deceive somebody when you look good than if you look grotesque. It's obviously people are repelled from you. I mean, if you look grotesque. Hopefully nobody here has that problem. But Satan, of course, operating in the atmosphere around the earth, and he is in 3:15 of Genesis. He's one of the results of the fall of Adam and Eve was, I will put enmity or hostility between you and the woman, Genesis 3:15, between your offspring, speaking now to the devil, between your offspring and her offspring. He will bruise and tread your head, speaking of Jesus Christ. Her offspring is in many of your Bibles in the capital O, or seed in the King James Bible. Her seed, her offspring, is referring to Jesus Christ, and he will bruise and tread your head. He will, or he will crush your head, or crush your authority on the earth when he comes, and underfoot, and you will lie in wait and bruise his heel. So it describes here a hostility that will exist between the devil and his angels, his fallen angels, his demons, and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ will crush his head, destroy his authority, and defeat him, and he will lie in wait to bruise his feet. Now, the feet of Jesus Christ are you. We are the body of Christ, and we carry the message into all the world. How beautiful are the feet. We are his feet, and as well as the other parts of his body. But it's us he will bruise and attack as we try to take the message forward. This is the premise of all hostility between God and the devil, between his demons and God's people. Now, when Satan fell from heaven, the first, third heaven, and ended up in the first heaven, the atmosphere, he appealed his judgment on the basis of the free will experiment was a failure. He appealed it. He said, free will is a failure. You will never, God, you will never get anybody to willingly choose to obey you and to love you and to follow you. You will never willingly do that. They will all fail you. They will all sin. They will all fall short. And so, and therefore, if that's the case, then, God, you need to condemn humanity as well as us and destroy us both, or be tolerant and save us both. So either you destroy us both, because all they're going to fail too. There's no way you're going to find any man who is going to live under your authority and obey you perfectly. The free will experiment is a failure. And so we're all going to fail. So either condemn us all, us and them, humanity, or tolerate it and save us all. So he's appealing it. He's appealing the judgment against him. And no one will ever obey God because they choose to is his premise. Both angel and man have sinned, therefore destroy them both, or tolerate the sin. Now the book of Job is the presentation of his appeal. And you know the book of Job when he went before God and said, Job, if you take away all his blessings, he'll curse you. He won't follow you. He won't choose you. He'll deny you. He won't be faithful to you. Just take away all the goodies from his life. and see what he does to you. And that was him going before God, and from the atmosphere around where he now dwells, the first heaven, he somehow still has access to God. He's able to communicate with God. He's not allowed in the third heaven, but he's able to communicate from the first heaven to the third heaven in some manner that we know not about. But we do know that he can communicate. We see it here in Job. He is speaking to God. He's on the earth. He's in the atmosphere surrounding the earth, but he is somehow approaching God and appealing his case. So John is being shown here, the Apostle John, who wrote the book of Revelation, is being shown signs of things to come. He's being shown visions and signs of things to come and what will happen. Eschatology, E-S-C-H-A-T-O-L-O-G-Y, E-S-C-H-A-T-O-L-O-G-Y, eschatology is the study of things to come. So we go to chapter 12, and it's probably a good place to go as far as an outline of our topic tonight, the angelic conflict. And verse 1, he says, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head was a garland of 12 stars. And being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain, and she gave birth. So there's two viewpoints here from verse 1 and 2, two viewpoints of the nation of Israel. We start out with the nation of Israel. Two viewpoints. First, in heaven, where the nation of Israel appears in God's presence as a glorious picture. She is in heaven. She is the sun and the moon under her feet, and she has a garland of 12 stars, which is the 12 tribes of Israel. And so she is a beautifully depicted in heaven. But on the second verse, she is also depicted on the earth as going through pain and suffering. In heaven, God views her as glorious. On the earth, she's going through some stuff. Same as you in the finished work of Christ. In heaven, God depicts you as perfect, beautiful, glorious. And on the earth, you might be going through stuff, and you don't look so glorious. And you don't look so victorious, but in God's eyes, in heaven, you are. And so you get the two different perspectives. One is the heavenly perspective, the other is the earthly perspective. And both of these are the perspective of Israel. There's four women mentioned in the book of Revelation. One represents the true church, another represents the false church. Another is called Jezebel, she represents false teachers. And then there is the fourth one, which we see here in chapter 12, which represents Israel. This depiction of Israel in verse 1 correlates with Genesis 47:6.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation.